的美女。
This time check is brought to you by Sandy Sang. Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 Quanzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Do you want to turn your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Bank 100 Phoenix Gold Challenge. Open to all primary and secondary schools. Yes, to Sandy Sang to invest.
Proposes enhanced economic partnership with Zambia. CSOs warn against bias delimitation ahead of ECB's report launch tomorrow. In global news, Moroccan security forces carry out massive operations of floods this month. Visiting Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama has proposed enhancing economic partnership and cooperation between Ghana and Zambia, sharing experiences and best practices to drive economic transformation and prosperity. Speaking at his estate house this morning during a bilateral meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema, Mr. Mahama noted that Ghana and Zambia face shared challenges, including economic difficulties and debt restructuring, and emphasized the need to close the bilateral ties. He observed that both countries are on a similar trajectory, implementing economic reforms and facing similar issues in the mining and agricultural sectors. The Ghanaian head of state also highlighted the historic relationship between the two nations, strengthened by their friendship between their founding fathers, Kwame Nkrumah and Kenneth Kaunda.
Presidentially, Ghana and Zambia seem to be on the same trajectory. We've been dealing with economic challenges, and we both went into debt restructuring, negotiations with the official creditor committees and all that, and we've all been implementing reforms, economic reforms, to try to establish fiscal consolidation. And so, in that sense, Zambia and Ghana are on the same trajectory. And so there's a lot that we can learn from each other, and a lot of experiences we can share.
And President Hichilema implemented discussions on economic reform, fiscal consolidation, and the mining sector. President Hichilema has proposed that Zambia and Ghana share experiences and expertise to drive mutual growth, citing Ghana's gold sector experience as particularly valuable for Zambia. The head of state also emphasized the strong bonds between the two countries, forged by their founding fathers, and deep relationships, including cross-country marriages and business partnerships, stressing the importance of leveraging these ties for economic growth.
Your Excellency, I just want to express really how important the Ghana-Zambia relationship is, how we value this relationship, the trust, the bond that Ghanaians have with Zambians, getting back to our leaders, Kwame Nkrumah, President Kaunda, and the kind of relationship that they put together, that extended to Ghanaian citizens, Zambian citizens, leading to deeper relationships, including cross-country marriage, and creating or creating families over years. There can be no deeper relationship, Your Excellency, than that. It strengthens our bilateral relationship from the family, individual family, but also the issue of business. Ghanaian businesses, Zambian businesses working together over years. And we, the succeeding leaders, so to say, have continued that our two great leaders gave to Ghana and Zambia.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Malinga has announced that the Zambia-China Innovation Textile Plant in Cabo will officially be reopened by the end of February or early March, nearly 2 decades after it closed in 2007. The announcement follows the successful completion of a full pre-commissioning test of the facility, which has been refurbished to a $140 million investment in modern machinery and the establishment of a cotton upgrade scheme. Speaking of assets forming the factory this morning, Mr. Malinga said the plant has already started receiving orders from other African countries ahead of its official reopening, expressing confidence that the revised textile mill will have a sustained positive impact on the economy. He noted that no previous administration had made similar efforts to reopen the plant, attributing the rehabilitation to the current administration's commitment to industrial revival. Mr. Malinga further directed the provincial administration to auction obsolete machinery to